This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
This is an Ooh-wee production.
Welcome to the Real Talk Podcast, where the goal is to better our understanding through conversation. Communicating our feelings, our thoughts, or our opinions could be some of the easiest or it could be some of the hardest things to do. But by communicating, we begin to form new perspectives. So throughout the various topics and opinions we discuss on our podcast, we hope that we can add value, understanding, and maybe a few laughs to your day. We appreciate you guys listening and enjoy the show. So yeah, man, we was talking, I was asking you about what are you passionate about talking about? Because with the podcast, man, it's like, yeah, I don't want to come off as preachy about things that I think people want to hear. You know, I want to come from an authentic place and like things that I'm interested in. And then I love listening to people talk about things I'm interested in with passion. You know what I mean? Like I made the example of like a good restaurant. Like when you eat some good food or you go to a great restaurant on vacation, you can't wait to tell somebody about it. You're like, bro, you got to try that. It was fire. You know what I mean? So I want to have that same conversations on a mic. But it's just like I've been a little hesitant because I'm like, well, which I don't know why. I'm like, well, people might not a lot of people might be passionate about what I'm passionate about. Or me and E might not share the same passion, so that might limit what we could talk about. But I just wanted to hear your thoughts and like hear what you're passionate about. And then maybe I could share mine and we could just go from there.
I think, man, at the end of the day, when dealing with conversations, real conversations don't often include people that see the same exact way about every single thing.
Right.
That's the nature of good conversation. When you're able to sit down and really like just talk to another brother, another sister, and you start to realize, you know what? I never thought about that before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's a good point. Like, so I guess one of the key factors to conversation is somebody gotta be able to understand what a pause button is. Doesn't necessarily mean, you know, you put a period on it, like you ain't gonna never get an opportunity, but just pause for a moment, just hear,
yeah.
You know, take it in, process it, and you know, then you give feedback, you know, your feedback on what it is that in some cases, what you thought you heard, sometimes that come across like a question. Okay, so let me get this right. Do you mean this? You know, that's the whole essence of conversation though. So no matter what, rather or not I'm passionate about what you passionate about, you addressing what it is that you passionate about, you don't never know, man. That could really like stir something mentally or provoke something mentally to really get me to think, you know what, I never thought about that before.
Yeah.
Like, you know, one of yours, like you said before, is cars. One of the most amazing things to me about cars when you look at it is the evolution of cars. When you start looking at, you know, the makers of these cars, like, was the whole thought process up into the 90s, you know, a certain look? And I would like to know where this look came from. Like, it's like, you look at cars in the 80s and in the 70s, you know, these box cars, you know, box looking cars. In all of them, I think we talked about it before, like the aesthetics, it looked real masculine. They had an aggressive look to them.
Yeah, man.
Then when you go to the 90s, it's like, yeah, no offense. I know, you know.
Cars were smaller, more compact.
A bubble, you know, the bubble look. So it's like, excuse me, it got me to thinking like, like, whose idea was that to really think, hey, let's just, you know, let's just try something different altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And now when you look at cars now, again, like a change just started to happen again in cars. Like you start looking, like, I think it was up, it started probably about in the, probably in the like 20, like the 20s, like 2020s, you started seeing like now cars don't look like they looked in the 90s, but they don't look quite like they looked in the, you know, in the 80s either. But it's like, it's almost a blended type of, you know, I don't know what they call it. Like, even like when you look at Chargers, yeah. Chargers, they don't look like how they looked in the 70s, 80s. But they show, you know, they show don't look like how they looked in the 90s either. It's like, it's that perfect mixture or the perfect blend of both. Mm-hmm. I guess you can never get that, you know, that aggressive looking look to these cars because the material that they're using too.
Yeah.
So, you know, that probably plays a lot, you know, a big.
Nah, I agree with you on, I think the Chargers, like Dodge did a really good job of like making an aggressive tight car.
Yeah.
But also modern, you know what I mean? Because it's like, I love that 1986, like the G-Bodies, the El Caminos, the,
yes,
the 1976 Monte Carlos, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Like, it just looked like a man car. So like, Chargers and Challengers, man, they did a great job on that, man. It's big. It looked aggressive on the road. And then it came out with a wide body version, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was dope. One thing I do like about the transition is I noticed that a lot of cars got bigger. Like, you got the GMCs, you got the F-150s, the like, Super Duties.
Exactly. Well, and you look at it like even Toyotas. Toyotas, mm-hmm. like, yeah. you start looking at them like
the
Camrys.
Crossovers. Yeah.
Camrys have gotten bigger, you know, than what they started out as, mm-hmm. you know, especially in the 80s.
Bigger sedans.
That's pretty dope, man. And just the, you know, the coupes, man, like it's like almost like they're doing away with the coupes altogether almost.
Yeah, you don't really see too many of those.
Exactly.
Those are like niches, like the Corvettes. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? They're making them a lot faster too.
Yeah.
One thing I like that you said too, man, not to switch, was to switch gears in the segue, is that I think one thing that we both relate on is, like you say, you like to inspire, I think was the word. Or yeah. like you like that.
I like to motivate and inspire, you know.
Why is that though? Like, why is that a strong, why, what about that do you like? Like, why are you passionate about that?
Why? I mean, for me, why not? It's just like, for me, I need not to look no further than what's going on in life today. I mean, life deals many blows to people, you know? And it's like, sometimes you can tell, man, by the end of the day, man, who's had they feel or something, you know, like the gas tank is on E. Yeah.
They done, yeah.
And it's like, man, they look like they staggering with their walk spiritually, you know? And to me, it's like, man, no better. People in this world often want to be seen, and people in this world often want to be heard, but have absolutely nothing to say that's positive. And, you know, they're not necessarily bringing substance into a picture, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, if you walk into a building, what better way to be remembered than to walk into a building, leave out the building, and then all of a sudden, the moment you leave, people look, something change.
Yeah.
You know, like, dog, that brother brought something. You know what I'm saying? Or all of a sudden, you know, man, I'm still thinking about what that brother said. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never thought about that before. You know, stuff like that. Instead, it's just like, man, we look for that quick, how can I put, like a quick spark, so to speak, like an instant spark, or, you know, that get rich, or that how can I go viral moment, or, you know, stuff. Mm-hmm. But that stuff isn't, it's not.
It's going here today, yeah, going tomorrow.
It's a flash in the bucket.
Yeah.
You know, it's a flavor of the month, you know. But if we get away from all that stuff, and we really like get to the root of the problem, man, and just really, first of all, stop and show a effort of concern. You know, things will change. You know, like, it becomes easy to motivate and inspire when you really care. You know, yeah. You can't just go out there talking about, yeah, I'm a you know, I'm a motivator. But what you motivating, bro? Like, because the atmosphere still look the same way, you know, but you here, but nothing's changing. You know, that to me is nothing worse than being present, but being absent.
No, I agree.
You know what I mean,
man? I think that too, like I hear a lot of people say, like, you got to solve problems. You got to be a problem solver. You got to be able to solve problems. If you want to, make a huge impact, like you want to inspire, like you got to be a problem solver. And I'm like, okay, how can I solve problems throughout my day? Right. But it speaks to what you're saying, because it's like, okay, what are you here for? Like when you go into work, right. I know that sometimes my morale might be down. A lot of my coworkers, they work a lot of long hours, and now I'm in a supervisor role. It's like,
hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes, no editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Like, how can I make that better, man?
Okay, congrats, bro.
I appreciate you, man. And it's like, okay, man, let me let these guys know that you're valuable, bro. Like, you may be working in this unit and you feel like, you know, the rest of the organization don't benefit and we just like, you know what I'm saying, beat down. But it's like, you're valuable, man. You adding something to here. By you showing up today, even though you're tired, even though you work all these hours, by you showing up, you're adding value. And you're also getting a reward for that value, which is a paycheck. It may not be what you're worth, but it shows, it's at least a little progress that you are valuable to something. So it's like, each day that you come in here, I want to let you know that, and I want you to remember that. We're winning. We're winners. So when you think about that that way, then you start to, I think, act that way. And you remove the negative talk. Because a lot of times, when one person come with their head hanging low and they like, oh man, got another 12 or got another 8. Then the next person, oh, now they're, I got something to complain. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's like, let's switch that and add a positivity in here, man. So it's like, find a way that's solving a problem. You know, little things like that throughout your day that you can find.
But you know what, man? You said something. You said adding value.
Yeah.
Okay, how can you add value when mentally people don't even know that they're valuable? It starts there. Just letting people know, hey, you do know you are valuable, right?
Yeah.
Like, we need you. A lot of people, what I've noticed in this world, man, it's a lot of people in this world, they're looking for something to do. But it's crazy because sometimes God bless certain people to be ushers. And those are the individuals that are usher those people in.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you so talented. You mean to tell me, like, you, no, I just do it for free. You know, it's just something I like to do.
Man,
you know,
dude.
And they just stand in there. Like, you know, no,
people
no,
be
no, no. Like,
themselves.
Look, seriously, if you don't mind, you don't mind coming with me this Saturday, I got an event. I want you to just come with me. I guess I don't have anything to do. So they go, then all of a sudden, a person that didn't even feel like they even had a name to start the day off. Now, all of a sudden, they end the day with everybody knowing their name.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, man, it's something that's small. It's just, we got to see the need for our existence. Understand what I'm saying? Because there is a need for our existence, because if it wasn't, we wouldn't even be here. The whole journey to getting here was a fight. It was a battle. You know, a battle in which we won. You know, we were the chosen ones to get here. Whether you got here as a package deal, meaning you came with another twin or a triplet, whatever. But it was you guys.
Yeah.
It was us. We are the chosen one. But that's not enough just being here.
Nah, that's real though, man. And I love where we're going at with this, because I think that people devalue themselves because, and I heard this and it was like, it's true. You don't keep promises to yourself. Like, when you tell yourself, yo, I'm going to go to the gym this year. This year, this New Year's resolution, bro, we hitting it hard, bro. We going in. And then 2 months, 3 months, even a month, you done stop.
And you
don't build that trust with yourself, right? Because when you value yourself, you have trust in yourself, you have confidence, things like that. And I think a lot of times we don't realize that we're not keeping these promises to ourselves, and we wonder why we're not reaching certain levels that we want to get to. And the reason I say that is because, like I said, I relate a lot of things back to the gym. So when I start waking up early, when I start staying consistent with my meal prep and actually eating the food that I'm cooking, things like that, it builds my confidence, and I think of myself more valuable, and I start to see that my body changes, things like that. So the same thing applies in the workplace. Same thing applies with your parenting, with your business, whatever the case may be. So I think that starts there with self, knowing that, okay, why do I not feel this way about myself? And then you got to ask, like, am I keeping promises to myself? Am I doing what I say I'm going to do? Little small stuff like that. And I think that compounds to other things.
Exactly, man. I mean, you said a mouthful just now, you know, but sometimes, you know, it can be broken down to something so simple, man. What does right truly look like?
What does that mean?
What does right look like? What does right look like to you? Because whatever it looks like to you, it can look totally different to the next person. But what we need to understand is, at the end of the day, to understand if we're doing something wrong, we need to know what right looks like to
us.
Right,
right.
So again, from that point, it's like that becomes our compass. Okay, well, everything that I did today, based on my definition of right, did I even accomplish that today? You know, was I the definition of what right looks like today?
So you're saying, like, when you say what does right look like having something to look towards, like seeing it's what it could be?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
First of all, it starts with being able to identify that within self.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's your perception. It's that's what it is, really. It's perception based. And once you can identify what right looks like to you, then all of a sudden you can put yourself in alignment with what right looks like.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Nah, I totally agree
and
with that.
Yeah, that's to me, it's at its simplistic levels, that's what it is, you know. Now, again, understand that although we may have our perception of what right looks like, perfection doesn't exist.
No,
so we might miss the mark. However, if you miss the mark, but you're still heading in the right trajectory, then that's forward mobility.
I want to add something to that, too, because it's like, OK, you may have a goal, right? I'm going to call it a goal, mm-hmm. right? You may have a goal that's your right. You know what I'm saying? This is what success looks like to me. Now, just like with a fire, right? I watched Castaway with, was it Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
And a couple of days ago, and he made fire or whatever. And then as you was talking, it made me think, like, yo, you may have a vision and a goal of what, like, yeah, I'm trying to get there, bro. Once I get there, bro, it's going to be it. But that fire sizzles out. So you have to continue to feed that fire. You know what I'm saying? You have to continue to do that, man, because life is going to try to smother your fire. Oh, I ain't going to say it's going to try. I would say that just in life in general, man, your fire can get smothered just by life, just going through life every day, not hurting nobody, doing the right thing. Things happen. So it's like you got to find ways to keep your fire going, feeding it, giving it more oxygen.
You say your fire gets smothered.
Mm-hmm.
So your oxygen is going to be tested.
Right.
On an everyday level.
Yeah, man.
That's what you're saying.
The higher you go up, like they say, you know
the
what I'm
altitude,
saying?
Altitude. Yeah,
it
changes.
Man, you got to try a little harder and find ways to get that oxygen in where it needs to go. So it's like, for me, that was changing my music. For me, that was reading more books. For me, that was, you know, looking internal and saying like those things like, yo, I ain't keeping my promises to myself and things like that. So it's like, I had to feed my fire. And then also listening to other people that were where I was. Another thing, man, and not to get off topic, man, Eric Thomas, he said something, man. He said, you have to go to new worlds. And it made me think about like outer space, right? Because in outer space, you go to new worlds. And when you go to a new world, we all done seen those science fiction movies. It's different. You know what I'm saying? And I think of that as like going to new cultures. Like when I went to the military,
exactly.
I was in a new world.
Same thing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Totally new world, totally new culture. Yeah. And I had to be accepting of that. Like, this is different. This is not what I'm used to. And I have to also change some things about myself to survive in this new world.
And you have to respect what it is that you see
right,
too.
Right. And mm-hmm. that doesn't mean that I'm acting different or whatever. It means I'm trying to become different than what I came from
mm-hmm.
or what I'm trying to change. And I think a lot of things, we get that mixed up. Like, you acting different. That's sometimes a good thing that you acting different
yeah.
because you're trying to go to new places. You're trying to experience new things. You're trying to expand your horizon. So I think all of that, I said a lot, but I think all of that encompasses in changing your reality and getting to that goal, getting to that end thing you was just talking about.
Facts, man. I like that.
Yeah,
well said, man. Well said.
I appreciate you, man, because it's like, yo,
boy, we didn't
that fired me up, though.
Boy, we
that
didn't change it
up,
from
man.
The Real Talk podcast to the Well Said podcast. I like that, though. Well said.
Hey, man. But for real, though, man, I think that's, you know, we have to continue to do this, man. I think this is why I started the podcast, because it's like, bro, we still had these deep conversations, but that was just like, bro, more people need to hear this. More people need to see what that looks like. They're not saying we the key or we the master class, but I'm just saying, bro, like, you done seen little things like, bro, I like the way bro chilling with his family like that. Or I like the way bro barbecue. Or I like the way he threw that party. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, that was a vibe, man. I enjoyed it. I want to do that more often. So it's like, it could be the same thing with a conversation, because you had those conversations like, bro, man, he doing his thing or she doing his thing. So I wanted to be that inspiration for somebody else, because somebody was that for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then we have to say what we have to become, what we don't see. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I know that I see something different and it could possibly inspire somebody like it did for me,
change.
You have to do that to the world. Give back to the world, man, like it gave to you. So nah, man.
Well, no, hey, that man threw that barbecue. I like
that. Yeah, I love that. Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna turn down a good barbecue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he talking to the chef over there. Hey, bro. Hey, what's
so
it?
You doing your thing?
They got a DJ over there playing the music.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Cause ain't nobody keeping with the DJ. He over there, hey, my man. Hey, what kind of seasoning you use over there?
I do it too, bro. I definitely ask. Hey,
on another note, though, you ever notice, man, that really be irritating them? Like, bro, so you want me to give you my secret sauce?
Right. Hey, man, that's real, though.
Yeah,
nah, man. I want people to, man, to have that fire about something. You know what I mean? And like, just get that passion back about something, man, because it's needed, man. Like, when you find somebody that's enthusiastic about telling you about something or talking about something, it hypes you up, man. Like, even music, right? They enthusiastic about, they're hype about rapping those lyrics on that beat. That's what gets you hype.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They just like, one, two,
you're right.
Three.
It's because it becomes convincing.
Right.
If it ain't convincing, first of all, if you on a track and you don't even sound convinced by the beat, this brother ain't even riding his own beat, right? So you're like, bro, you expect me to get into this?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, man.
And like, so yeah, it's like, bro, like everything kind of like, everything coexists.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, you know, it's pretty much a couple, a partnership. But everything, in order to exist, it's like, man, we really like linked to the next person. And, you know, whether we want to believe that or not, but again, it's like,
that's real.
It helps us to make life easier for one another.
Right.
Like when everybody is in a neighborhood, nobody is littering, then you know what? You got a beautiful neighborhood. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's like, man, it's like, bro, if it's a, you know.
But people coexist. That's a coexisting though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We all littering. Well, that's littering. Everybody picking up trash.
And guess what? And together, the neighborhood like a mess. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but they call that home.
This, you know what I'm saying?
That's real though. Some people be proud of that too.
That's real.
This is it. You be like,
That's wild. But
yeah.
I think, man, that's just, that could go into a whole nother thing, man, about like, just like, you know, getting outside of that, like, you know, exposing something to different, like pushing yourself to be different, to see things different, right? Because you have to see something better than what you at, because accept that. What is it, man? It was somebody, he said a great quote. It was basically saying, like, if you continue to do the same thing the same way all the time, you'll become accustomed to that and their life will look like that, right? Now, if you become accustomed to always learning more and always seeking more and always experiencing more and always accepting new people and different, even if you don't agree with it, you know what I'm saying? That don't mean you got to like everything that you accept, but it's like, even if you don't want to agree with it, it'll help grow your mind to know what other different...
What's out there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
What exists.
So it's like, that just betters you, man, because I feel like, you know, we all know that person in our neighborhood that did the same thing. He been there since high school. You go back, he's still there.
Yeah.
And it's like no growth.
At all.
You know what I'm saying?
Probably no growth. Still trying to wear the same shirt. Yeah. Talking about, hey, the style Ben went out and he's still on the same big shirt. On. Yeah, the white tee. Yep, in my white tee. He's still on that. But you're right. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes, okay, so a question that I have, right? And this is just a question that just hit me, right? So what is the aim? That's the question. Mm. What is the aim? Because like you said, some people do, like, they think this is it. Like, we've reached the pinnacle. And sometimes the pinnacle for them is really a mess to somebody else.
Mm.
But that's, they've reached it, true. You know? So what is the aim? You know, is the aim really to go after the possibilities?
Hmm.
Because if you're going after the possibilities, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to catch that either, because the possibilities are said to be endless. So you're always aiming for something that's really and truly endless.
I want to go back to something. You said, what was the original question?
What's the aim?
I think the aim for me is, it's relative, man. Like you said, like, you know, whatever your goal is, to me, is relative. So it's like you said, something might be great to somebody and then it's a mess to somebody else, you know, because it's always going to be somebody on a different level. For me, I think it's achieving what's the best thing you can achieve, right? And always getting better. So I think that if you're getting better is climbing up the ladder at Kmart, that's fine, bro. That's that you do. You're fulfilling your potential for you. If your greatest is climbing up the ladder at Coca-Cola, if your greatest is raking yards and becoming the best yard person in the whole region or your whole local area, then that's your aim. Now, I think when it comes, it's the comparison. I think that's where it gets swayed. And I want to stay on top of what you, I want to not get off topic of what you're saying. But to me, that's what it means to me. What's the aim of becoming the best person you can become? I think we get so straight. I'm trying to beat this person. I'm trying to be just like them. It's already a them. You know what I'm saying? It's already a them. Hey, what's going on? What's going on? Be the best person you could be, right? That's your aim, E. You know what I mean? If you are an academic person, be the best academic person you could be. You know what I mean? Don't try to beat the next person, man, because that's when you get off track. That's exactly. Where I always got off track.
That's when
I'm trying to look like him in the gym. But it's already in him. You know what I'm saying?
And it's interesting because when you say that, man, when you get off track trying to be somebody else, that's when, for you, there is no track now. Mm-hmm. It's like you lost, because
you say it all the time. Be unique. Like, you have a unique gift. You tell me that all the time on the podcast, man. And I think that's what that speaks to. That's your aim, to reach the potential of your unique gift, because everybody got one. That's why we inspired. When we watch the funny guy on YouTube and he make us laugh, or the upcoming guy, you know what I'm saying? He made it big, but he funny. You know what I'm saying? That's his unique gift. He's adding to the world because he gave me a laugh to make my day better. So that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? That car that you see and you like, man, that dude a real car person. He a car head and his cars really inspire you. Like, man, I might want to get one like that. Or I like the way he like that, got that color. So I think that's it. My bad. I mean to jump in like that. But that's to me, that's what it makes sense to me.
I like that, man. I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
That's real. How we looking on time, though, man?
I don't know. I ain't been looking at no time.
All right, cool.
I'm just saying.
We flowing with it, though. We in the flow state.
I'm here. We just doing what we doing.
But yeah, man, that's really my aim, man. Because like I was telling E, man, before we hopped on, my passion, I don't think I'm a real sales guy. Like, that's like, I could probably develop that and be okay. But I feel like I could really reach my potential with talking about things that I'm passionate about. You know what I'm saying? And to me, that makes sense because I do it all the time. You know what I mean? I just got to find the people. Maybe I got to do it more. You know what I mean? And yeah, I think that's it. Maybe I got to do it more because I always say in my head, like, man, I don't really have that many people that I can have these conversations I want to have with, but I also don't talk about it. Because you attract you know what I'm saying? You attract to you what you talk about. So it's like, maybe I need to express that more. Because when you do that, think about that, man. When you in the, like, let's go back to the hood, right? Or wherever the case, we always say the hood, but whenever in your neighborhood, right? When you talking the same talk that you used to talk in high school, you start attracting that. Now you, the E you are now and the Bruce I am now, when I start talking different, I attract it different. That's how I met you. You know what I'm saying? So I think we do need to, if we want to have more intellectual conversations, a more car conversation, a more whatever conversation, business, entrepreneur, growth conversations, we need to start saying that, because the people who can't handle that will remove themselves and you'll start attracting the people that's supposed to be with you.
Exactly. That's true. That's true. You know, I want to say something, man. Take a little moment to say this here. So, you know, we oftentimes we take a little moment to talk about like gifts, how important your gifts are, how important your purpose is, and just, you know, walking those things out accordingly. So I had a situation that happened to me not long ago. I'm not gonna speak on a person's name. I'm not gonna speak on where the conversation happened, any of that, you know, for the sake of confidentiality. But it surprised me. Because this person, I would always motivate, I would always inspire, and just in an area in which, in an area of my life that I'm in, it's like I'm able to do it all the time. Mm. And I'm appreciative of that. You know, certain people, they look at it and say, "Oh, you always positive. What's wrong with that?"
Yeah, I heard.
You know what I mean? Like, like really, that's an issue that somebody has to say that, because that lets you know, the lack of light there is in this world right now for somebody to say that. That's concerning when you think about it. But anyway, I told this particular individual a long time ago. I told this individual, I said, "Look, you know," I asked the individual how they were doing. Individual responded by saying, "You know, I got a lot that I'm going through, you know." And again, my job is not to make light on how anybody feels or what they're going through. That's not my job. Mm-hmm. You know, you got people out there that are, you know what I'm saying, chop somebody down for that, you know. Child, please, everybody going through, you know, stuff like that.
But it ain't needed right there.
Yeah, that's not needed.
Say that to the end of the conversation.
Yeah, but no, just don't say that at all. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I feel you though.
You might even find your own breakthrough by just listening and just being quiet sometime. And so, you know, oftentimes I take and wait, man. And after the individual got finished talking, God spoke through me to this individual. And I don't know, it was crazy. It was an analogy about weather almost. And all of a sudden I told this individual, I said, "You know what? Just make sure you always got your umbrella, because you never know when a storm coming."
Mm.
So, you know, the individual was like, it's just like it went off. Individual was like, "You know what? That's a good one. I'm going to keep that. And it became like a running joke. I see the individual. I say, hey, you got your umbrella?" Individual. Smile, "I got my umbrella." You know what I mean? So it's like that. But
that's good advice though.
The talk to this individual all along, you know, God be preparing you for certain things that you never even know that's coming. And sometimes in life, you always have your umbrella, because you never know when it can pour.
That's real, man.
And so a day came in which this individual, no longer could this individual even hold their umbrella. Understand what I'm saying? This individual couldn't even hold their umbrella no more. That's how hard the rain and the winds and the gusts, all that stuff was coming down in this individual's life. So again, individual couldn't hold their peace no more. Individual came to me in confidence and stated, "I've really been going through it." And so I didn't know what was coming my way, but when it's like that, I'm kind of, what's about to be dropped on me? You know what I mean?
You but again, yourself.
No matter what, I'm still prepared because I got my umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking to this person. This person begins to confide in me about things that's been going on in their life and how all of a sudden they in a toxic type of situation with another person, and the other person, they did the ultimate and they put their hands on this person, but this person let it go because this person didn't want to see the consequences for those particular actions.
Yeah.
So person began to talk to me and said, you know what? I don't think I can hold back these tears. I said, well, sometimes you got to let them fall. You know, that's a part of the, you know, the cleansing process. You got to let them go. Don't try to hold them. You didn't been trying to hold too much anyways. Let it go. And so individuals start talking and then tells me the last time this individual thought they were going to die because this individual did not hold back.
Dang, that's crazy.
So, you know,
that would have pissed me off, bro.
Man, it was heavy, man. It was real heavy. Again, at that point in time, it's not about me to try to bash whatever is linked, you know, it's tied together and all of that. Right, yeah. Now, it's all about this particular individual making sure that this individual know, look, you had to handle the you had to handle your business accordingly. I just thank God you handled that business the way you handled it, because you got to understand at the end of the day, sometimes you got to separate yourself and the other person and look at what you have around you.
Yeah.
If you have children around you, those are the most important people at this point. Even if we can't see clearly because we're worried about so-and-so or so-and-so is worried about us, at the end of the day, it's the little people.
Yeah, protect.
We got to be there. Exactly.
Yeah.
And sometimes protecting them means that we have to be around. Understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that you're around by doing the right thing, you know, to the right thing that's necessary to be around and to stay around. So, man, I just, you know, after I heard this information, man, it's just like processing. I was blown away. I was like, wow, this individual came to me of all people. Came to me, you know. Could have went to anybody or could have said nothing to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
But this individual came to me. I bring this out and I say this simply because we got to understand that we do have an assignment, each and every one of us. It's one thing, like I said, never be present, but find a way to be absent. If you present, don't just be present. Make yourself present. And in doing so, you have to be cognizant of the environment that's around you. You have to be cognizant of the atmosphere. You know, you got to show a level of concern when you know something ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt anybody to say, hey, are you doing okay today? Man, that doesn't... It, first of all...
Nah, that's real, man. That's like, real, Eve.
Like,
that's
real.
That's super real, man. Because it's like... I think a lot of times people... Like you at the beginning of the conversation, you were talking about, I think, cohabitation or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's a part of community, man. We talked about this a couple episodes ago, man. Like, just the community that you have, man, is big. Because that ultimately, I think, is the environment for your growth. You know what I mean? It's like a pot. You know what I'm saying? So who you have around you, what you have around you, a community that you build, it's got to be the right environment, man. And you got to be the person. Like, just be a good person. That's basically what you're saying, man. Like, be a good person. Be a good dude, man. Be genuine. Have it come from the heart. When it's from the heart, when it's from the heart, it speaks to the heart. You know, Tyree said that. I said it a couple episodes ago. But I didn't mean to cut you off or jump in, man. But it's just like, bro, that's heavy, man. I just, man... That's, like I said, that's why I do these episodes, man. That's why I think we met, so that we could do this. You know what I mean? That's that we could build this, because it's going to ultimately, in my heart, in my head, man, I feel like it's actually doing better in the world. And that's what I want to do. I want to make the world a better place.
Exactly.
Than tear it down. So one thing I want to end on, man, I want to have a word for thought, man. I want to say, reach your fullest potential, man. Be the best person you can be. You know what I mean? Whatever place you can add value in it, man, and just become better. Each day you can find a way to add something positive to the world, right? Make it a deposit into the world. Make it a deposit into somebody and not make a withdrawal.
Can I ask you to do something real quick?
What's up?
The laptop on? Read the definition of tactician.
Tactician. So a tactician, a person who uses a carefully planned strategy to achieve a specific end.
Read that one more time.
A person who uses a carefully planned strategy to achieve a specific end.
Tactician. So right there, become a master tactician.
I like that, man. That's a word, man.
What you saying in a nutshell, man, at the end of the day, you ain't got to get in nobody else's lane. Stay in your own lane and become a master tactician at what it is that you do.
That's real, man.
That's it.
It's a real talk podcast, man. If we said anything that you resonate with, if you said anything that you hated, you liked, please leave a comment, like, share, help us grow, man, so we can help the world become a better place, man. Better the world. When we get better, you guys get better. This is Real Talk Podcast. Peace.
Real talk.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode or if you want to check out more of our content, please visit our social media platforms linked in the description of this episode. You can also check us out each week where we drop a new episode every single Thursday. So don't forget, like, share, comment, and thanks again for listening. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.